She was so desperate, she said, I'm going to kill myself. And she thought, I have these two young children, so before I kill myself, I can't leave them abandoned. I'm going to kill my own children.
That is hopelessness. And that's why TWR is speaking hope to the world. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Greg Harris, the president of Through the Bible, joins us. And Greg, give us an example of how God is using Through the Bible to share hope.
We were in India, and they brought in some listeners for us to meet, and I had no idea the kind of powerful stories we were going to hear. We met a woman. She was very well-dressed, beautiful sari. She seemed like a woman that would never have been in desperate straits, but she told us her story. She said she had two young children, and her husband abandoned the family. And in that culture, at that time, she had no financial prospects, and she was so desperate, she said, I'm going to kill myself. And she thought, I have these two young children, so before I kill myself, I can't leave them abandoned. I'm going to kill my own children. And as she was preparing the poison, because it took her time to save up enough money just to buy the poison, to poison her own children and kill herself, she said, I was listening to the radio and I heard a song that caught my attention and it made me feel peaceful. And she began listening, and of course it was Transworld Radio airing Through the Bible in her mother tongue. Well, the end of the story, she listened, she got the gospel deep in her heart, she was saved, and now she actually is a leader of a radio home group at Transworld Radio in India.
What a transformation. To learn more about the work of both Through the Bible and TWR, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.